European Union of Music Competitions for Youth, otherwise known as EMC, is a network of over 50 national and international music competitions for young people across Europe. In an annual project, EMC combines with the European Broadcasting Union to give very talented young musicians who've been successful in competition the opportunity to play with an orchestra. This concert is broadcast live in the host country and all over Europe. I met the young performers rehearsing with the RTÉ National Symphony Orchestra in the National Concert Hall, Dublin. First, I spoke with Claire Goddard on the coffee break. Claire is the Secretary General of EMC, and we talked about the talented prize winners performing on this year's concert, young performers who are on the brink of a professional career.
Absolutely. I mean, they're all still studying, but this is not the first time they play with an orchestra. They've had considerable success at competitions. I mean, the competitions is how they've come to our attention. That, in a way, is the role of a competition, to bring young musicians who deserve this extra support and promotion to the public's attention, and then to give them further opportunities like this, like these concerts.
And tell us a bit about your organisation, how it came into being, or what the purpose of it is as well.
It's many things, but I would say our main mission is to support the prize winners of our member competitions. We have about 50 member competitions. Some of them are national competitions, some of them are international, for young musicians up to the age of 25. And the main aim is to give them more performance opportunities, more training opportunities. You know, we see, okay, there's a lot of preparation that goes into the competition. You see it as the end of that learning process, but actually it's more than that. It's the beginning of the next stage, that they get these opportunities to go abroad. You know, most of them will have just mostly performed and had experiences in their own country, and they get to compare what they've learnt with what someone else has learnt from another country and come together with them. And most of the performances that we organise, or that our partners organise, lead to something else, because a musician will have been heard by someone in the audience or on the radio, and they will then get another invitation from them. So it's really the starting point. Many of the competitions do focus on the very young. I mean, you get amazing violinists and pianists, you know, particularly we're looking at, you know, from Eastern Europe, Russia, China, more and more, yeah, Asia, are coming in, and they're amazingly accomplished already at 11 or 12. When we try to organise concerts with our partners, to get a very cute 11-year-old violinist, it's very easy to sell, you know, and they're treated in a way like that. The promoters, they want to keep them looking cute and young, you know, because it sells more tickets. And no, you have to focus them on a person. You have to focus on them developing. You have to make sure they're playing the right things. A lot of them, straight away, the violinists want to play a Tchaikovsky concerto, whereas this is not necessarily the best thing for them to do straight away. So it's really a musical, a personal thing.
So would you, through the organisation, advise parents, the teachers, the performer themselves?
Exactly.
Around those issues.
And it's very important for us when we select musicians for projects, when we work with them for the repertoire, that we, the demands, the requests that we put on them are reasonable. And that if we work with partners, with an orchestra or an agency, for instance, we get approached a lot by agencies. And we really try and stand in the middle a little bit between them and say, look, it's great, you've got this offer from an agency, but let's think about this together. Let's see what the agency is offering. You know, let's look at the path together.
And while the orchestra was busy rehearsing its opening piece, I took the opportunity to meet a bubbly young flute player, Veronika Blackhute from Austria, who has lots of experience and success in competition.
I've done many national competitions, like the Prima La Musica in Austria, but I've also done international, like the Petar Konjovic in Serbia, or the biggest one was the Concertino Praga in the Czech Republic. And because this competition is, I think, a very renowned competition, and it has opened like many doors, so I could play often with orchestra afterwards after winning this competition, and I had many concert possibilities.
Veronika explained more about how the competition in Prague, which is organised by the European Broadcasting Union, how that operates.
This competition is a little bit different because you record something, so the radio broadcasting records the programme, and then they send it to the competition, and the jury is listening to it, but they don't know which country you come from or what is your name, and so then they select the winner, and then you, I think after some days I got the result, and when I heard that I was the winner, I was really happy.
So you didn't have to perform in public for
No, it was just at the radio, so it's a quite unusual competition.
Yeah. And how is it when you do a public competition where you actually meet the other competitors and have to play in front of the jury and the audience?
I think for me it's a little bit like a concert, because you just perform. So I always try to think as like it's a concert, because on a competition you are, I think you try to do it better or without mistakes, and on a concert you just let your emotions flow. Yeah. And so it's maybe this is the difference, that you're maybe even a little bit more relaxed, because in a competition, you know, it now it has to be there. And
still, I suppose in a competition, if you play too safe, then your personality doesn't come across in the
music.
Yeah,
that's the problem. So you really, so you really have to try to show your personality and not to play too shy and without mistakes.
So when you took part in the competition in Prague, mm-hmm. that was the most important competition for you, really,
yeah.
was it? Yeah. And how long did you have to prepare the program for that?
For the competition itself,
yeah.
I think it was a program of 15 minutes, which I recorded, so it's not so long. And yeah, and afterwards we had this big tour, because this competition you have like the prize winner concert, so the first prize winners, they, because there are five instruments, different instruments, so we played in the Rudolfinum with the Prague radio orchestra. And I played Mozart concerto, which was also really a great experience. And then we had this, I think, 1 or 2 weeks through the Czech Republic, we toured and played also concerts. So
that must have been an amazing experience,
yeah,
to play in the Rudolfinum, the home of the Czech Philharmonic.
Yeah, it was really, I think that the hall and also the orchestra and the whole atmosphere was just great.
5 minute call.
And as Veronica headed off to rehearse the Nielsen Flute Concerto with the orchestra, I went in search of the viola player, Ricardo Gaspar from Portugal. Sorry to disturb you, Ricardo.
Hello.
Thanks for talking to us. You're just warming up before your rehearsal?
Yes.
Getting ready?
Yeah.
How do you
Trying
feel about going in to meet
some
the orchestra?
Exercises. I feel about going to do the rehearsal. Well, a bit exciting, because it's something completely new for me. I don't know what they are expecting from me. I don't know what to expect, but, well, I hope that as musicians we're going to find something, of course, in common, and we'll try to do music.
Ricardo is a member of the European Union Youth Orchestra, and he had won an important competition, a young musician competition in Portugal. He recalled for me his experience of preparing for that competition.
I was really tired because of the academic year, so I remember to stop before that round. I stopped for 1 week. No playing for 1 week, like some kind of small holidays. And then I remember that, okay, now I need to start practicing. And it was like 2 weeks before the round. And so I did that round was okay, was good, but not the best I could do, you know what I mean? Then when I passed the final, I went to the tour to tour with the European Union Youth Orchestra during the summer, and that was really complicated, because in the we had like a few free times to practice, so I need to practice a lot, really hard, really focused, in the free time I had during that summer. And when I came back, I found I was really well prepared, because I didn't have like 8 hours per day to practice. I just had like 2, 3 or per day.
Because you were playing in the orchestra.
Yes, exactly. And playing in the orchestra is not the best for the instrument, in a string instrument, because you start a month playing in orchestra. If you don't practice hard alone, your tonation starts to be a bit bad, the sound quality. But actually I improved a lot in that month, because of the small time, but a lot of brain use, you know
yes.
what I mean?
Yeah. It's nice the way you meet people from around Europe
yes.
in the orchestra, isn't it?
It's amazing. It's amazing because you see different playings, you see different opinions, different personalities in music. So it's been nice.
How do you feel now about going on to international competitions? Will you do some on the viola international competitions?
Yes, I applied for ARD mini competition, and I passed. So it's next September. So
How much music will you have to? What kind of music will you have to prepare for the ARD competition?
Oh, what kind of music? In total, 9 pieces. Half of them by memory.
So you'd play a few pieces of those 9 in the first round. Then, if you get on, you need to play
3 pieces in the first, 3 pieces in the second, 2 pieces in the semifinal, and the Walton Concerto. Then, so concerto for viola and orchestra in the final.
So you have to have it all at the top level, as if you're going to be in the final.
Yes. So again, no summer for me.
Another summer of practice, 8 hours a day. Ricardo, tell me, have you had to do a competition as intense as this next one you're going to do in September before?
No, it's my first time.
And do you see that as a big step up, or do you feel you're ready for that now?
I don't know. I feel it's a big step, but sometimes we without notice we do a lot of big steps, I think. And sometimes we think that we are doing a big step when we are not doing such a big step. So probably maybe that's the case. I don't know. But I feel it's a big step, but I need to prepare myself.
And you think that once you're ready, all this kind of competition that you've done to date will prepare you mentally and psychologically?
Not sure. Because it's this is one of the biggest competitions in the world for viola. So let's see. I'm going to, I will prepare myself to play music, to do music, and if they like me, they like me, if they don't like me, they don't like me, and that's life. And if probably there will be better players than me, so that I'm used to these kind of big competitions, the international ones, so let's see. I'm with open mind and I'm going to learn a lot in those days.
Polish violinist Anna Malesza studies in Poznan. Anna was a little bit shy speaking to me, concerned that her English might not be adequate. Well, her English was far better than my Polish. Anna, I know you're stressed about talking to me in case you don't understand my English, but thank you very much for talking to me. How are you enjoying being in Ireland, Anna?
I'm really enjoying this. It's a very beautiful country.
So tell me about the competitions that you have done.
I was in the competitions for young violinists in Lublin, in Poland. I think the competitions are very, very, very good for the young people, for the young musicians. I think for me, this is a competition like a concert, because in Poland I don't have a lot of opportunities to play a concert. So when I am on the competition, when I am on the stage, I feel like a concert. I love play for the people. So I don't think about, for example, jury or something, or about rules of competitions. So that's, for me, is a very big pleasure.
The members of the RTE National Symphony Orchestra are very experienced at accompanying competitors in big competitions. I spoke to principal clarinetist John Finucane about his views on music competitions in general.
There's definitely stress. You can see that on everybody's faces. Even on the winners, I think they would all agree. They'd all admit that they're in a very stressful situation for the whole of the week or the fortnight or however long the competition takes. I think these competitions, in fact, all competitions, I think they suit some students, some performers, and they definitely don't suit others. Even at our own local level, Fechgill level, any other Fechner around Ireland, some children, some students, teenagers, whatever, just they fall apart at the prospect of doing these. And I think a teacher has to be very careful with students to judge their capacity for entering these competitions. Even at the highest level, I think some people don't perform as well as they should or as well as they could under competitive, certainly big, great competitive stress. I had a student actually last year in the academy, a very, very promising clarinet player, and he started his first year in the academy on the degree course by going to do an international competition. Now, it didn't do him any harm. It did him a great deal of good, actually, because he sort of paddled in the waters to find out what it was going to be like. And in doing so, it completely changed his, I think, his approach to how he studies, how he practices. And I think it did him the world of good. And he will be pursuing further competitions over the next few years. I think from that point of view, it was great. It's a great introduction to the world of competitions, to the world of music, to the world of other people, of your own, your peers, your own age group around the world.
I was talking to one of your colleagues in the orchestra earlier, and we were just chatting about how sometimes you can pick a winner even from their body language before they ever even take up the instrument. You could, in the warm-up room beforehand, say, I put my money on that person.
There is body language. There is definitely body language. And I think body language comes out only when the person is quite relaxed. If they're not relaxed, they're not giving of themselves to the public. I think maybe that's what we spot. The person who's relaxed is being themselves, and they are likely to succeed.
Do you think it's unfortunate that competition plays such a big part in the life of an emerging musician, a musician wanting to enter the profession?
Well, it's a necessary evil, if you want to put it that way, at this point in the evolution of the world of music. But it's not essential for all jobs, let's say. If you want to pursue an orchestral job as a wind player or a string player or any instrument, I don't think the international competitions are actually necessary. They're more for people who want to go further than that as soloists, to whom the sky's the limit, I suppose. But for an orchestral job, I don't think you ever have to enter a competition.
But for singers, winning a prize in an international competition can really open doors. 21-year-old Gemini Vreen was a prize winner in the finals of the Veronica Dunn Vocal Competition in Dublin earlier this year. No one was more surprised than Gemma herself that she got to the final.
In college, we've been talking about it a lot, and we all applied and a few of us got through the CD round. And I was just delighted to get through to sing the first round, you know, just for the jury members, just for them to hear me. I did not expect to get through at all. Like, everyone will tell you, I was just in shock the whole week. After each day getting through again, I nearly collapsed. Like, I was in shock. It was scary. That's what I'd say. It was very scary just beforehand. After, it was amazing. Like, I only have good memories from it, but definitely I was very scared.
Having dealt with the shock of that experience, I wondered what plans Gemma had next.
Well, I'm travelling over to Amsterdam with two other friends from the Academy, Jula and Rory, and we're going to compete in the Hans Gabor Belvedere singing competition, which is one of the biggest competitions in the world. It's a bit daunting because it's a bigger scale than the Veronica Dunn was. There's 150 singers in the first round compared to 70 in Ronnie's competition. But they call it the Singers Stock Exchange because in the first round, there's no public audience. There's only the jury members. I think there's 13 of them who are all agents or representatives from opera houses. And then invited guests who are also agents and representatives of opera houses. So you're basically singing to the people who will give you a job. Which I'm really looking forward to because the only way that you can get your name out there is for these people to hear you. So I'm really looking forward to going over. You know, even if I don't get through, I never know what will happen. But at least these people will have heard me and know who I am. I think that's the biggest benefit of doing competitions.
Violinist Anna gets the final word in her own native language. And flute player Veronica from Austria has been kind enough to be our interpreter.
Chciałabym pozdrowić wszystkich Polaków, którzy mieszkają w Irlandii.
Yeah, she wants to greet all the Polish people Aha. who are listening to the live broadcasting.
Well, thank you very much to both of you girls. Thank you.
Oh,